All right. Hey, good morning or good afternoon. Welcome back. This is the I'm Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good afternoon. September the 18th, 2024. Beautiful, beautiful day here on the east side of the country. Hope it's great wherever you are at. We are in the queue. We are in the queue for some rain that just doesn't seem to want to come. And yeah, it's a little, I'm not going to say it's frustrating, but man, we need some rain here. And I'm sure we will get it. The world shows that we always end up getting rain, but man, it would be nice to get a nice soaking of rain. We're pretty dried out from the summer. We've had two hurricanes come up the freaking coast and basically miss us. We don't want a hurricane. I'm not asking for that. If I sound like it, I'm not. But if some of the rain from the side of it would be nice, right? It's been windy. It's so funny. I don't even watch the Weather Channel. When I was back in the golf course industry business, I live by the freaking Weather Channel. I love to track a good hurricane. I love the drama of the hurricane. And today, I don't think we have the Weather Channel. I mean, of course, I have it on my phone, but I don't watch the Weather Channel. So much has changed, man, in my life. In fact, I wouldn't have even known if we had a hurricane coming our way if somebody hadn't mentioned it. So, but I wish we'd get some rain. I just went for a nice run. Weird day today. I'm off today, Wednesday. Got up early this morning and took care of some of my chores that I get to do. I got to go check on my dad's house, make sure everybody's happy, and then ride out and go check on him and see how he's doing. And he's doing much better, thank goodness. Great chat with him today, trying to figure out a plan. You know, it's so funny when when he was on his deathbed, right? He's like, my whole thinking was different. I've shared it, man. It was a crazy time. But he's gotten better. And so, you know, now we're starting to come up with a plan. That plan early on was, I think he's dying. This plan is, I think he's living, but I just need to help him, right? And so this was sort of the initial plan we had started off before he went into the hospital. So we've had some great conversations, sharing with him the drama I've gone through, trying to manage him, and not only him, but manage my brother and me, right? Trying to manage all of us and learning about the relationships with every parent and their children, right? You know, my brother and my dad have a certain type of relationship. My dad and I have a certain type of relationship, just like I'm sure most of us do if you have brothers and sisters. And one of the things early on was trying to figure out, understand, and manage the relationship that him and my brother have had. And it's so, you know, but with an open heart, right? Not with any judgment. My brother, I love my brother and I love my dad. And we all work together, right? But sometimes to see the inside of that relationship a little more is always interesting. And it was important early on for me to try to maintain that, right? I don't want to, disrupt it, right? It is what it is. I'm not here to judge. And we've just had some great conversations trying to figure it all out. And then I came home and really haven't been doing much. I've just been sort of lazing around, you know, on this wonderful, oh my God, days off are the best days, right? I'm pathetic. And so I've just been laying around. My wife and my daughter went doing some horse stuff, and I am just kicking it, and I decided I'm going to go for a run. Unfortunately, I am dealing with a knee issue, and I don't know. Maybe I have to go to the doctor. I'm not sure. But it's bugging me. And, I don't want to be hard-headed about it, but at the same time, I don't want to go to the doctor. I just hate getting wrapped up in that shit. So we will see how it goes. But it is Wednesday. I'm heading to a meeting tonight, meeting my boy Dean. Dean's coming down from upstate, and him and I are going to go to dinner, and then we're going to a meeting. And, I'm really looking forward to that. Big fan of Dean. He spoke for me before last winter. I think it was for his first year anniversary, which is awesome. He's just that guy, man. He's doing everything he's supposed to do and getting all the benefits from it. And I'm just grateful that I get to, you know, hang out with him and watch that happen. It's really cool. You know, I'm running just now, and all I can think about, it seems like, as much as I tell myself, do not reflect, right? Do not look back. There are days where I'm just freaking amazed that I am actually alive, sober, and trying to do good things, right? The record company Off the Ground. I'll never forget back in the day, going to my first Firefly music festival, which we used to have here in Dover. And I don't know how many years we did it for, 10 years maybe, 8 years, I'm not sure exactly the exact number. But the first one that I went to, I remember walking into the festival, and I think we went on a Thursday or Friday, and it was super chill, and it was like in the afternoon. There was a lot of people, but it was definitely tamed down at that time, and I just remember this freaking bass groove. I don't know if it was that song, but it was that band, and they were playing the main stage of Firefly, and I just was like, holy shit, listen to that guy. Great band, the record company. Check them out if you haven't. I don't even know if they're still together, right? I have no idea, but good song. Find myself a brand new home, right? That is, you know, I think about this all the time. Well, first of all, I wanted to say, you know, when I went to, so today is Wednesday. I went to a meeting on Monday. Well, turning out to be one of my favorite meetings now because it is reading the Big Book. And I'm sure it will come to a point where we're reading parts of the Big Book I'm not a huge fan of, and it's not that I'm not a fan of it, it's just, you know, some of the stuff can be, I don't know, I shouldn't have even said that. Actually, I was doing another meeting on Saturdays, and it was Big Book, but it was a lot of To the Wives, and I don't know, it's important stuff, actually, and I think I remember talking about it in the podcast, it was great, so I don't know why I said that. There, some of the stories in the end become a little, to me, a little dry. I'm not a big story guy, I lived it, I'm aware of it, I know how bad it gets, I know how bad it gets, how quick it gets, badly, and there I go again, projecting, right? I shouldn't have even said that, but I am enjoying this meeting at this moment, definitely, because this week we read Into Action. Last week was How It Works, which is important. If you haven't read the Big Book or you're reading with somebody, that's awesome. If you haven't read it, you should check it out. It is a great freaking read. Some of the best stuff written, I think. I'm always amazed at people that have libraries of books and, you know, different authors and different philosophies. And I remember people coming in to the program. I've seen them come and go, right? Backpacks of books, literature everywhere. And I mean, they can quote, you know, Fox and all these different guys, right? And everything I needed to know or still need to know and still learning about is right there in probably one of the greatest written books ever, which is the Alcoholics Anonymous Big Book. And this week we started reading Into Action, which is fantastic, right? It's so good. You know, and it talks a lot about that fifth step. And actually reading into, I've read it. But starting that chapter and you start reading it, it really starts talking about, you know, the fifth step and how important it is. And, you know, sitting down with somebody and absolutely telling all of your secrets. And even saying it like that, you know, like when I shared the other night, I said, you know, I had to remember that this is not a punishing program, right? This is not, it's easy. It was easy for me to believe that, right? I had had a really rough go of it. And it all comes down to when it's all said and done, all the tickets are paid, the cuffs are off, the keys are thrown away, you know, you're out of the cell and you're just left to yourself. It feels like this is the only way to go. At least that's what I was told, is this path of recovery. And the main book is the 12 and 12. And I just grouped it all together as a punishment, right? This is what you get, man, for all of the shit that you've done. This is it. And, you know, I had to stop looking at it like that, right? This is not a punishing program. I mean, you can take it that way, right? I can be a victim, right? And I think when I came into this program, it was a punishing program because I was a victim, because I had zero accountability. And there's nothing new about that. I'm nothing special, right? I think we all come in, and the two things I was missing was God and accountability. And you can't have one without the other. You can't be accountable and not have God. I'm sorry. And you can't have God without being accountable for your actions. And they just go together, and I lack both. Right, I'm a self-centered asshole with a deficiency in humility. And what that means is I only think about myself and I don't think about God. Right, and so coming into this program, I was being punished. This is what you get. And today, you know, especially when reading Into Action and really reflecting on the fifth step and talking about, you know, sitting down, and it breaks it all down for us. One of the things, and, you know, I may be wrong. I'm not even sure how solid I am on this thought, but, you know, people like to say, you know, if you do a good four step, you can use the four step with your fifth step, right? And you can use the four step with your eighth and ninth step. I guess you could use the four step with all four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, I suppose. But I don't know. I personally, and I didn't do this by choice. I did it because I wasn't smart enough to use my four step for my fifth step, right? I did a shitty four step. I did a shitty fifth step. I don't know what the fuck the sixth and seventh, eighth and ninth step were. It's like, look at me, I'm taking care of business. You know, starting to break up with a relationship with my sponsor, sort of starting to look at getting a new job. I'm sort of, you know, I'm in the midst of working the steps. I'm also in the midst of a new relationship, which I wasn't supposed to do. I'm also in the midst of going to Rutgers for a turf management degree. I'm going back and forth to New Jersey for the week. I'm grabbing meetings in New Jersey. I'm barely working these steps. I'm barely working with my sponsor. I'm really failing at recovery back in those times. But it still felt like I wasn't drinking. Right? I wasn't drinking. And that really was the main, you know, coming in early. That really, people, was all I cared about. I'm not drinking. That's all I care about. The drinking creates the problems, right? And so I'm struggling. And so all of my first efforts in doing these steps, you know, I'll tell you, oh, yeah, I did the steps the first time. Right? I'm not sure I really did. I definitely read them. I know me and Mike are read them a lot. I remember doing my four step, making a list, punishing list, right? you're in trouble list. Look at me, I really give a shit about this program and being sober list, right? It was always, the motivations were not great. And when that is the case, you know, I'm not sure the results are great, right? I ended up drinking. I personally believe I needed to. That wasn't my, you know, I needed to quit drinking. I needed to get sober. I needed to struggle in this program, and I needed to drink, right? And then I needed to come back with a new perspective, right? And but reading the step or the chapter the other night Into Action, and I'm listening, and it talks about, you know, it's really just relieving us of the burden of all of our history, right? Relieving me of the burden of all of my history. I remember early on, especially when I was out in California, man, it was never, and I had lived this way for a long time, since I was probably 13, 14, 15 till 24, you know, 10 years of my life, you know, deep in it, doing anything I could, drugs, alcohol, chasing women. It didn't matter. I wasn't shooting up. I was doing everything else. You gave it to me, I'll take it. I didn't even care. You know, that attitude is what got me into a lot of the things that I ended up getting into. I remember doing meth for the first time, and I was like, what is it? Meth? Yeah, let's do it. Snorting it. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, I didn't even hesitate, right, to even consider, is this good or bad for me? And just did it, and off we went. And that would lead me down. But for that 10 years, just always, right, looking over my back, who do we owe, right? Who wants what? Who wants something from me? Who do I want something from? Just a lot of interesting times, right? Interesting times and very no peace, right? But I didn't know peace, right? I didn't know love. I didn't know peace. I knew Tom. And so I didn't know what I was losing, right? I didn't know, you know, this life of always on the edge, burning bridges, trying to mend bridges, trying to get things from people, always just in this hustle, right? I didn't know what I was missing out on because I'd never experienced it, right? How can a person that young, I mean, I was born selfish, right? I've been selfish till the day I finally figured it out, what my real issue was. But up until that, it was all self. Self and fear and everything. Every time I said I love you was always based in fear. Just a sick time in my life. And when we're reading that chapter the other night, and I start reading, you know, this isn't, these suggestions about this list isn't about showing me how bad of a person I was, right? It's not showing me what a piece of shit I was. It's showing me that, first of all, look at me, right? I was unaware. Right, I'd been called names, sure, I got you, I hear your names, but this list, right, even like in the 8th and 9th list, all the persons we had harmed, right, I don't live like that today, but like my buddy Gary used to say, it shows what we're capable of, right, we are capable of it because we've done it before, right, even if we've done it once, right, we are, it's in us, right, so this list was really, you know, today, this list is really about learning who I am, right? And so I don't have to live that life today. It's not because I'm bad. It's because I was unaware. I'm uneducated. AA, the 12 steps of AA, the big book, this program is educational. Educational, right? As much even like all the church that I've ever gone to, all the religion that I've ever done, all of the spiritual seeking that I've ever done, nothing. I got my spiritual awakening and my relationship with God through a 12-step program. And, you know, it's just a great reminder. And I look back at my early recovery and I think, God, what a mess, man. How come I'm the only one that went through that? How come everybody else seems to have gotten it, right? And the reality is not everybody has gotten it. We just fake it, right, until we make it. And I used to love that term, fake it till you make it. And you know, to be kind, to hold the door open, right? To put the shopping cart back, right? To make your bed, right? To not steal, to not drink, to show up for work. All of these things, honestly, I was faking it. I mean, I had, someone said I should do that. I was like, let's do it. It would be years before I started to understand this real spiritual imbalance, right? You know, I was thinking about the, let me finish that thought. You know, so people will say, oh, well, you can use your 4-step for your 5th step. I personally, I don't think, for me, that is, I guess that works. I don't know. I really had to kind of go through each one of these things as a step by itself, right? I didn't bring things from a step before. You can, right, if that's what you're into. Or I shouldn't say that. If that's what your sponsor suggested you do and it's helpful, then you should do that. But I didn't do that because to me that's... that's easy. That's easier, right? It makes it easier. And then when people describe it, I mean, it's no big deal. You do your 4-step, you take your 4-step, you do your 5th step. It's not a big deal. You use that 5th step and you use that in all these other steps. And that to me is a, for me, right? Not for anybody else, right? But for me, to me, that when I look back and that seems like a shortcut. And that seems like something Self would want to do. Self would be like, any way we can make this punishing action easier, I'm into it. And if that's what you're doing or if that's what you've done, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's up to you. But I think, you know, if you've done it, one of the cool things about going to these meetings is that I kind of get to redo my steps. I kind of get to redo how I think about things. I've changed, right? The guy that did the steps, you know, back, I mean, Matt was alive. It's probably been 10 years. I've changed, right? Even 10 years ago, I was still trying to figure it out, right? Even today, I'm still figuring it out. But I remember, you know, doing it 10 years ago, still flirting with the sort of the same way I'd done it, you know, in 97 or 98, right? And but over time, right, even like today, reading that fifth step on Monday and or that into action, it's still, I'm still coming at it from a different perspective today, right? I get to, I'm learning about me. Why would I want to do this to free me of all this burden of history and selfishness? And, you know, because in that 10 years, looking over my shoulder, burning bridges, you know, I have post-traumatic stress disorder from me, right? I'm like, God damn, dude, you really ran us through the fucking ringer. Today, I'm free of that. Right, I'm free of it, and it's not because I had to, right? It's not because this is a punishment. It's because I was like, whoa, if I can free myself of this stuff and I don't have to worry about this selfishness and I get a little taste of a relationship with God, I'm interested, right? And I'm interested in not in a self-seeking way, but in a humble way, right? Because there is some, and you know, like I said, I've had a boring day because I have none. I'm boring. I'm a boring human, right? I work, I try to be kind, I have good relationships. I'm not putting fires out all day. You know, I don't know if I shared this, but I might have shared it, but if I'll share it again. But I had a, we just had our lawn aerified, all of our neighbors. I think I shared this, but you know, the neighbor across the street's like, I don't think he put down seed, right? And he's texting me, and I'm like, hey man, you need to give my buddy a check. And he's like, well, you said it was this much. And I go, no, I didn't. I said it was this much. Well, it doesn't look like you put down seed. And I'm like, oh, fuck. All right. So instead of like being saying something or creating something through texting, I just put the phone down and walked over to his house. He only lives three doors down. And I'm like, what's up, man? What are you doing? Because I feel like you're sort of telling me I'm a liar. And I am not. Oh, I'm not saying that. I go, well, I'm reading it that way in the text. So, you know, I had to come over here. I don't want any bullshit in my life, right? And I'm an honest person, and I can go over and I can, you know, talk to someone face-to-face and say, listen, this is what's going on. This is what we did. You know what we did. I'm sure you're having buyer's remorse, you know, 3 days later because now you have to pay. But the reality is that I didn't say that, by the way. But, I mean, you know, this is what we did. And so he paid, and I don't have to worry about it. You know, for the last couple of days, I'm like, well, that guy is off the list of verifying for next year, right? I'll get over that. I'm not even carrying that to me. I'm not even carrying that around, right? I do get it. It is a lot of money, but that's what he wanted. And so, but you know, that's today. That's my life today. I'm not putting out fires. I'm not, you know, apologizing for bad behavior. I'm not, you know, changing what I've said. You know, it's a pretty freaking good burden-free life. And, you know, when I came into this program, I didn't come in here for that. I didn't really expect that. I didn't really know that that's what I was getting, right? There's no list of things we get on the wall, right? There are the promises, I guess. Self was very interested in the promises early on. So I guess we do have the things we can get, but the reality is that I didn't come here expecting any of this. I came here because I'd gotten caught again, right? I'd gotten in another fight. I had been pushed in a corner, right? One of the things that I shared in the meeting is, and especially with this fifth step, because the first time I did these steps, I didn't do a good fourth step, and I definitely didn't do a good fifth step. Is that why I drank? Yes. I said in the meeting, I don't know if that's why I drank, but I think today that's exactly why I drank, because half measures of ale is nothing, right? Incapable of being completely honest, and that will bite us. But I remember, and I shared this in the meeting the other day, I was like, you know, I remember as a kid, I lived by in 30-day increments, right? Because I was, my dad used to drug test us, and we love smoking pot, right? And I don't, you know, the funny, and I've been thinking about this only because, you know, now pot's becoming legalized, and everybody seems to be smoking it, and... But when I was a kid, man, it was all I thought about, right? I would wake up in the morning, how are we going to get some pot, right? It would make start making phone calls. I'd get my $5, right? It was always this hustle, and it was so important, and I think it was because it was so hard to get. And if we could ever get it, then we were like, yes, right? But the point was is that what was my point? I don't even know. Oh, so the point for me was is that when I was a kid – my dad was like, you cannot smoke pot. It is against the rules of our family. And I'd be like, I understand. And so I would say, I won't smoke any more pot. Right. And then I would smoke it and I would lie about it. I'd be like, I did not smoke any pot. Right. I haven't smoked. You smoked any pot? I go, oh no, I haven't smoked any pot day after day after day. And I would carry this burden. Oh God, I know shit is going to hit the fan because at the end of every month, my dad would drug test us. And if we were clean, ta-da. If we were dirty, grounded. And he'd be, how you doing? So you hanging in there? You're not smoking? Nope, not smoking any pot. Smoking it every day, right? And then, of course, that day would finally come. And he's like, I'm going to drug test you today. And I'd be like, all right, I smoked it, right? And the relief, right? It's almost like these mini fist steps I would do. I'd finally confess. The other thing I was bad at was going to school. And I would go to school. I hated school. I hated the bus. I got picked on the bus. This freaking guy would throw shit at me. And I look back at it today and I'm like, what was your problem, dude? It was no big deal. It freaking terrified me and tormented me as a kid by being picked on by these ninth graders. I think they were eighth graders and I was in sixth grade. And they just fucking threw shit at me. And it was just... It was the worst. And so I would ditch school. And my dad would be like, did you go to school? And I'd be like, yeah, I went. Did you smoke pot? Nope, I didn't. So I had two big fat lies going on, ditching school and smoking weed. And finally, you know, or the other third one was, did you have any homework, right? So they all sort of went together. And I just carried these lies through the month. And then finally the shit would hit the fan. And I would finally, you know, sitting in the corner in a chair with my mom and dad staring at me. And I'd finally confess, right, all of my sins. And I just remember going to school. He's like, all right, we're going to start off with a new clean slate. I don't know if that was an old saying, but he'd say, we're going to start off with a clean slate. I'd say, all right. And that first day back from confessing all my sins, I'd be free of this burden of carrying all this bullshit around. And that's how a fifth step really works. You know, the fourth step identifies it, and the fifth step allows us to be free of it, right? And that is a huge deal. It was a huge deal when I was a kid, and it's a huge deal today as an adult, because today I don't carry that shit around. I can dig it up and I can bring it up, but that is a volunteer, right? I'm volunteering to suffer from bad behavior that I've already cleaned up, right? I'm looking, there's some other facet of me that's sick. So I guess the whole point is, you know, check out the big book, right? Go check it out. I'm really enjoying reading it again. It's pretty cool. And I just go to meetings, right? I go to 3 or 4 meetings a week, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I have a nice array. And tonight we will go to a meeting, and my buddy will speak, and it's going to be awesome. We're going to go have dinner. I'm definitely looking forward to it. All right, let me read the daily reflections, and then I got to get ready. I got to go. All right, here we go. September the 18th, loved, back to recovery. Okay. Our whole treasured philosophy of self-sufficiency had to be cast aside. This had not been done with old-fashioned willpower. It was instead a matter of developing the willingness to accept these new facts of living. We neither ran nor fought, but accept we did. And then we were free. Yep. Acceptance, right? Accountability. Yep. All right. Best of the Grapevine, Volume 1, page 198. I can be free of my old enslaving self. After a while, I recognize and believe in the good within me, within myself. I see that I have been loved back to recovery by my higher power, who envelops me. My higher power becomes that source of love and strength that is performing a continuing miracle in me. I am sober and I am grateful. Yep, that's very good. I know that, I shared the other day, man, God had to come find me because I'd searched high and low for him and I could not find him. So, I just got busy, worked these steps, continued to work these steps, and then God finally found me. And when I was ready, right? I remember I was like, how come nobody wants me to be a sponsor? And my sponsor says, when you're ready, they'll come and find you. I said, okay. Hey, thanks for letting me share. Have a great day. We'll catch you later. Bye-bye.